They'll wear the green trimmed in white, and the Little Spring Bears will wear the white home uniform trimmed in maroon. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with a tip-off in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back here at the Cabool High School Games, and they've done a nice job this week with the tournament. And we're in the semifinals, final semifinal game of the day. Of course, again, earlier, it was Liberty moving to the championship with a win over the Licking Wildcats, 67-64. It'll be Riley White to jump it up for the Thayer Bobcats to start the game. And number three, Brady James, the junior for Willow Springs, set to jump it up for the Bears. Three-man officiating crew on the scene, tip is up. And the Bears control. Immediately, they get the ball to Kobe James out on top. Kobe runs the point. He is their leading scorer. He gives it up to Keaton Lee. Lee swings it over to Brady James. And now back to Kobe on top. Back over to Lee. Lee takes the ball to the top of the key. Thayer Bobcats back there playing that 1-3-1 matchup. And boy, they're matching up well on the perimeter. There's a give down in the right corner. Long shot is up. It's good. Brady James puts the Willow Springs Bears up 3-0 as he hit one out of the right corner from downtown. And, yep, he's not quite Kobe, but he's pretty close. He had over 20 in the Bobcat win. Bobcats working the ball down low. They got it to Belcher. Belcher looking to spin in the lane, has the ball poked away, and he's going to get a foul called. And going to the line to shoot two will be Jaden Belcher. Foul against number 15, Brody Thompson. Thompson called for the foul for the Willow Springs Bears. Belcher made a nice move down there in the low block. And looks like that's what the Bobcats want to do tonight. They want to pound the rock inside, try and get these Bears in foul trouble. Bobcats with a size advantage, just about every position on the floor. And the first free throw for Belcher is good. The sophomore gets on the board. It's 3-1, 7:19 to go here in the first quarter. Another free throw for number 23 is going to say Bobcats. That one is long. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. A rebound taken by the Willow Springs Bears. Here they come. Kobe James will take it across the timeline, right through the big gray Bulldog head in the middle of the floor here at Cabool High School. Gives the ball up to Lee. Lee back to Colby James. Making a move. Pulls up. 17-footer. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound to the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats want to run a little bit. Hollis Becker up to Belcher. Belcher on the wing. Swings it out front to Trinkler. And now to Combs. Combs got it over to Deckard. And he is fouled on the play. And that'll be on Caden Lee, the sophomore from Willow Springs. That'll be team foul number two on the Willow Springs Bears already in the game. We played just over a minute. Willow Bears already backing up some fouls in this game. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball with a non-shooting foul. Trinkler's got it. Gives to Riley White at the right elbow. Riley puts on the floor one time, looking inside. Nobody open there. Back to Trinkler. Trinkler, the freshman, makes the move. Gives it to White in the lane. Nice cut by Riley White. He scores two. Riley White with the first field goal for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. The senior looking good early. Thayer Bobcats back to within, well, they actually tied it up with that bucket. 3-3 out of score. Minute and a half into the game. Willow Springs with the ball. There goes James. James gets to Kobe James. He pulls up on the baseline and nails the 7-foot. Kobe James, he doesn't shoot threes, folks. He can shoot it from anywhere. First two of the night for Kobe. And Willow Springs back on top by two. Thayer with the basketball. Got to Belcher at the high post. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Can't now looking to get rid of it. They can't get a shot away. Swings out. Tried to get to Trinkler, and the ball knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Willow Springs playing man-to-man defense here all over the floor. Thayer Bobcats will inbound ball with 5:58 to go in the first quarter. Down by two. Trinkler takes the inbound in the backcourt. James backs off of it a little bit. Bobcats will give it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard to Combs, and now Riley White, and off to Trinkler. Trinkler cutting in the lane, makes a spin move, pulls up a little fadeaway jumper, no good. Kobe James with a rebound for the Willow Bears. Here come the Bears. Chance to go up by four with the bucket. Got it down low to Brady James. Now out top to Caden Lee. Lee back to James. They'll work off the screen at the top of the key. Swings the ball on the right side to Thompson. Thompson cross court with a pass. Got it to James, and he stepped out of bounds. Pass was high, and Brady had to go way up high to catch it. When he came down, he was out of bounds on the sideline. So a turnover by the Willow Bears, and the Bayer Bobcats with the ball back, chance to tie or take the lead if somebody can hit one from downtown. Trinkler brings it in the front court for the Bobcats. Bobcats swing it right side to Combs on the wing. Out top for Decker, going to fire the three. Good! Hollis Decker gives the Bayer Bobcats the lead at 6-5 as he hits one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by the Community First Banking Company. And Willow Springs back the other way, down by a point now. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bears with it in the corner to James. Bobcats double-team him, and he stepped out of bounds. Bayer Bobcat defense forcing the Bears to really play far away from the basket. And that's twice in a row they've made a pass to somebody who stepped out of bounds when they caught the ball. Good defensive effort by the Bayer Bobcats here early. They're up one with the basketball. Trinkler gives it to Riley White. Looking in the lane. Nobody open there. Swings over to Trinkler. Top of the key, he curls in the lane, going to the bucket. An offensive foul that they called on Trinkler. Bobcat freshman with a nice move to get into the lane, and a nice job by the Willow Bears to stand the ground and draw the charge. Foul on Trinkler will be his first of the game. First team foul called on the Bayer Bobcats tonight. Willow Springs with the basketball here, down by one. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Bears are wiping a little perspiration up off the floor, down under the Bobcat basket. And now Colby James brings the ball into the front court. Out top of the key, going to fire up a jumper for the lead. It's no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds on the far side, off the hands of the Bayer Bobcats. Oh, my. It'll be Willow Springs Bayer ball. Trinkler trying to run it down, just couldn't quite get a hand on it. Just got enough of it to be off of him out of bounds. Willow Springs Bayer making it. Bobcats, give it back to him on that play. By the way, Bobcats making a substitution. Carter Nicholson has checked into the game. Heath Combs has gone out. Here's James with the ball for Willow Springs. Dumped it down the corner. Now back to Colby James. He turns, fires an air ball from way outside. Bayer Bobcats rebounded. Belcher up the floor, going into the lane, pulls up with a shot. They're going to wave it off. He's going to be fouled on the floor. Foul will be on the Willow Springs Bears, which is going to be team foul number 3. And the first foul on Brady James. 3 team fouls on the Willow Springs Bears. That's a non-shooting foul. Bobcats will inbound the ball on the offensive end, down under the bucket. They lob it to Belcher in the lane. He turns and shoots the big sophomore. Got his first field goal of the night. Bayer Bobcats add to the lead. Lead it by 3 now, 8-5. Under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bayer with the 8-5 lead over the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats really spreading that zone out on the floor, preventing Willow from getting the open three-point rush. They bring it way outside to Brady James. He'll swing it over to Lee. Lee gives it to Colby James over on the right side near the sideline. And back out near midcourt to Lee. And now back to Brady James and back to Colby. Colby making a move, gets it to the three-point line. Bobcats cut him off, swings it over to Lee. Lee going down to the baseline. Spins. Oh, and he double-dribbled the ball, but they didn't call it. Here's a three-point shot up and good for Brady James. Brady James, his second made three-pointer for Willow Springs, and our score tied at 8. Come the Bobcats again, Belcher with it. Brings it outside. Now to the left side for Carter Nicholson, who just checked in. Bobcats back to Decker. Decker into the lane, kicks it back out. Bobcats being very patient offensively here, looking for a good open shot. Of course, it's win or go home when you get to district time. Bobcats, oh, they tried a backdoor cut to Belcher, and Brady James picked it off the pass. Bobcats telegraphed that one a little bit. Here comes Brady James, swings the ball over to Lee. Lee outside to Brady, now to Colby. Colby James, a little shake and bake to the free throw line, pulls up and hits the jumper. 4 points now for Colby James, and the Willow Bears are back on top 10-8 with 2:32 to go in the first quarter. Good ball game going here. Bayer working it offensively, got it to the high post to Riley White. Riley gives out to Deckard. Deckard going in the lane all the way to bucket, now swings it around. We got a whistle and a foul on the drive to the basket. It'll be on Willow Springs, number 3. That is Brady James, and that's number 2 on Brady here in the first quarter. Bayer making a substitution out. Dominic Boyce checking into the game. And number 5 getting up off the bench, Colt McGinnis, a senior for Willow Springs, as Brady James will come off the floor with those 2 fouls here in the first quarter. Bayer inbounded again. They lob it into Belcher under the lane. Puts the shot up, no good. And Boyce got the rebound for Bayer. Kicks it out. Bayer runs the offense. Got to Belcher. Into the lane with a dribble drive. A little fadeaway jumpers. Good. Belcher's got 5 in the first quarter, and Thayer ties the score at 10 all. 2:05 to go here in the first. little Willow Springs goal. Here's a nice move by James to get open for a jumper. It's no good. Rebound down to Thompson. He goes back for Frigga, and Frigga goes back up and in for Willow Springs. Bears back on top by two. Bobcats with the ball. Got the Deckard. Three-point shot is up, off the rim, and bounces almost out of bounds. Willow Springs will save it in. Got the Colby James. Long pass up the court to Thompson. Thompson will give it up. Now a little fadeaway jumper by Lee. That's no good. Rebound to the Bears. They go up again. That shot no good. Rebound balling around, and Trinkler's got it for sale. Trinkler on the break. Stepping to the bucket. Has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Willow Springs, and a foul going to be called on Hollis Deckard for the Bayer Bobcats. Going the other way. Deckard picked up the foul. Will be his first of the game. And that was just to prevent Colby James from just running the floor and going and shooting a layup. That was a good foul out there by Deckard. 12-10. Bayer down by two. Willow Springs with the basketball. Minute 17 to go in the first quarter. And we're going to get an official timeout here as one of the supports for the volleyball pole here at Cabool High School has come loose. The official fixes that. And the Willow Bears will inbound the ball with a minute 17 to go in the quarter. They'll bring it into the backcourt to Colby James. Steps right across the half-court line. Deckard picks him up there. Colby takes it to the left side of the floor. Bears doing a nice job on the board, on the offensive board. Last couple of times they've had it down here. They get it out to Thompson. And now back to Colby James. Colby, left side to Lee, in the corner to McGinnis. McGinnis brings it back out to Colby. 55 seconds to go. James has the ball poked away by Carter Nicholson. Buddy gets it back on it. He's got it open for a three. Pumps it up. It is off the rim. No good. Long rebound run down to the corner by the Bears. Back to James for three. That one off the rim. No good. And again, the rebound to the Willow Bears. We got a jump ball call. And the possession belongs to the Bayer Bobcats. Carter Nicholson will come off the floor now as Horton will check in for the Bayer Bobcats. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bayer down by two. Probably going to see the Bobcats try and hold for the final shot of the quarter. If I know Coach Matt Pitts, and I do pretty well, he's going to hold it. Something he learned from legendary Cliff Hawkins at Bayer. You get the ball under a minute to go in a quarter, hold it for the final shot if he's got that opportunity. And Bayer does here. Down to 20 seconds to play. Boyce with it. Wings over to Horton on the wing. Horton back to Deckard. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Then Thayer down two. They'll get to Trinkler with 10. Trinkler, that's the offense. Looking to go down the middle of the lane. Gives it out to Horton for a three out of the corner. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Willow Springs. And that is the buzzer to end our first quarter play. Our score, 12-10. Willow Springs with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats in the first quarter at the district semifinal. We'll be back with quarter number two in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
I want to say thanks to some more of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Horsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. And we're underway in the second quarter. Willow Springs Bears with the basketball and a two-point lead after one quarter of play. Bears have got it out on the top. They get the ball to McGinnis. McGinnis leans it over. Now to Lee. Lee brings it back over to Colby James. Willow Springs taking the time looking for a good shot. Colby going baseline. Elevates with a shot. Wild shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Horton. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to tie. Trinkler up the floor in a hurry. Going into the lane. Through the defense and scores. His freshman is impressive. He's a good player. 2 points, and we're tied at 12 with just underway here in the second quarter. Willow Springs with a basketball. Colby James with it out top. Brings it to Caden Lee on the right side of the floor. He'll bring it out between the circles, and the Bears will start the offense from there. They go right side for Thompson. Thompson takes it to the top of the key. Now over to Lee. Lee going down low to Frigga. Frigga powers his way in. Counted and a foul. Frigga with a nice power move as he made the catch down low. And the foul on the Thayer Bobcats is on number 12. That is Dominic Boyce. So Boyce called for the foul, just his first team foul on the Bobcats here in the quarter. And Willow Springs now with a 2-point lead, and Frigga at the free throw line trying to complete the 3-point play. Looking for his 5th point of the game. It's no good. Rebound taken by Belcher for the Bobcats. And he ends up taken away by Brady James. Brady up with a shot. It's good. Brady James, number 3, with the offensive rebound and the putback. Just took it away from Belcher. Belcher made the mistake for a big guy. He went up with 2 hands, brought it, and then brought it down to his waist. And you can't do that when you trap it. There, Bobcats with the basketball now down by 4. Biggest lead of the game for Willow Springs. And we got a kick ball. Catcher trying to pass it into the lane for Belcher. That ball was kicked by the defense. Substitution now for the Bears. Grady Frigga will check out of the game. Number 42, the big senior, James Dean, will check in. And Dominic Boyce is out. Riley White back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer inbounds ball into the lane to Belcher. He couldn't hang on. And the ball is stolen by Willow Springs. Here come the Bears. Chance to go up 6 with a bucket. They go to Brady James down the baseline. Can't score. Horton with a rebound, and then he gets fouled. That'll be on number 42. That is James Dean, who just checked into the game. Thayer will inbound the ball with 6:25 to go in the first half, down by 4. Willow Springs doing a great job rebounding the ball. Bobcats, again, with the size advantage and not getting it done on the offensive or defensive board. Thayer, rushing the offense here, got on the left side to Deckard. Deckard out on the wing, lobs it to Belcher. Belcher goes up high, makes the catch, and then gets fouled. It's going to be a push. Will it be on Dean again? No, they call this one on number 5. That is Holt McGinnis. Thayer making it a point every trip down to try to get the ball to Belcher in the paint. He's responded with 5 points. Thayer running the inbound play here. The inbound to Riley White. Riley gets it. Deckard in the corner. Moves off the screen and brings the ball to the top of the key. Kind of the left side of the free throw circle. Puts it on the floor. Now gives to Belcher out top. Belcher swings it around to Trinkler. And now Horton. Horton moving away from the defense of Brady James, takes it on the dribble, and gets it back to Hollis Deckard. Deckard to Riley White, top of the key. Riley dribbles once, gives back to Horton. 5:47 to go. Here's Horton making a move to the bucket, backs it back out to the three-point line. Gives to Belcher. He lets one fly from 19-9, and it's good. Belcher with a three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Belcher's got 8 in the game. The Thayer Bobcats are back within 1, 16-15, with 5:29 to go. In the second quarter, Willow Springs with it. Got it to Brady James. This shot is blocked by Belcher, but James goes and gets the loose ball. Gives it to Colby James. He has it poked away in the lane. Thayer comes down with it and a travel in the backcourt on Hollis Deckard. Hollis started to make a pass up the floor and then thought better of it, but he'd already picked up the pivot foot, put it on the floor, and he's called for the travel. If he would have went ahead and made the pass, he would have been okay. But Bobcats turned it over there, had an opportunity with the ball to get the lead back in this game. Thayer's led by a couple. Willow Springs is led. Been a seesaw battle so far. Willow Springs inbound down under the bucket. Got it into Colby James. Pulls up, shooting, scores. Colby was 6 now in the first half, and with 5 minutes to go in the half, Thayer down by 3, 18-15. Trinkler out between the circle. Puts it on the floor. Trying to give it to a guy going in the lane. It's off the hands of Dean and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Tried to get it to Riley White. Yeah, went off of Dean. Tried to get it to Riley White. He couldn't bring it down, and the little ball was tipped before it went out of bounds by Dean for Willow Springs. Well, Thayer to run the inbound play. Down under the bucket. Got to Riley White. He cut into the basket, and he scores. Thayer Bobcat senior Riley White was 4 in the first half. Thayer back within 1 at 18-17. Colby James brings up slowly for Willow Springs. Swings it to his brother. That is Brady. Brady back to Colby. Colby into the free throw circle. Gives it out to Lee. Now back to James for 3. It's good. Colby James with a three. It's his first three-pointer tonight. He's now got 9 points. That's Colby James. And Willow Springs up again by four, 21-17. Thayer with the ball. Hollis Deckard on the left side wing. Gives it out top to Riley White. Now to Belcher. Stepped into a three. It's good. Belcher is hit two in a row. He's got 11 in the first half. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats. Back on the defensive end here, getting ready to make a substitution on the next dead ball. Willow Springs with a one-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Colby James got it outside. Wings it out top for Lee. Caden Lee moves off the screen, gives it to Brady James. Now back to Colby. Face right, moves left, pulls up with a floater. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, controlled by Belcher for Thayer. Belcher leading the break. Gets it up the floor to Horton. Horton now to Trinkler. Going to the hole, challenges James Dean and scores. Trinkler. Yes, the Thayer Bobcats lead at 22-21 with 3:42 to go in the first half. That was a nice play by Trinkler. Challenged the big man, and the segment just kind of backed off. Willow Springs Bears with a basketball. Got to Brady James in the lane. Turned. Little running one-hander. No good. Rebound. Saved from out of bounds by Trinkler. Right or to Belcher to Trinkler. Trinkler running the floor all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. And Trinkler gives the Thayer Bobcats a three-point lead, 24-21, with 3:18 to play in the first half. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And still in the timeout, we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, the Alton Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Street, Silver Spring Storage Unit, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, and the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Just some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters that have been ever since football season started. Willow Springs Bears with the basketball. Thayer leads it now by three, 24-21. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the first half. This has been a close seesaw battle throughout the first half here. Willow Springs with it. Got it to Lee. Lee back to Colby James. And now out top to Brady James. James, remember, he's playing with two fouls out there. He gives to Caden Lee. Lee back to Brady James. Or to Colby James. He pulls up with a jumper. No good. Rebound controlled down underneath by Frigga. He goes up. No good. But he's fouled on the play. And he's going to go back to the free throw line. That'll be on the Thayer Bobcats number four. That is Carter Nicholson. That'll be his first of the game, only the second team foul against Thayer here in the second quarter. Each team with two team fouls here in the period. Very clean basketball, good basketball being played here by these two teams. First free throw is up for number 14, Gravy Frigga, and he misses the first one. Frigga's got 4 points in the first half. Missed the free throw there, an opportunity here to put his team back to within two. If they can hit this second one, it's up. And no good. Rebound goes long in the corner. Run down by Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats with a chance to add to a three-point lead. Trinkler with it out top. Colby James is out on him. Now Trinkler moves off the screen to the right side. Leaves it to Belcher. Fires a three. It's up off the rim. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going to be on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. Yes, it is. Riley went over the back. Going to be called the foul. That'll be foul number three. Team foul number three on the Thayer Bobcats here in the quarter. Of course, this year, last year they started the new thing where it's no longer seven fouls to the 1-1. They did away with the 1-1. Now you shoot double bonus after five in each quarter. Thayer's committed three in this quarter. Willow Springs is committed two. So Bears with a basketball. Can't get back within one. 2:20 to go in the first half. Colby James to the right side for Willow Springs. Wings it two. His brother, that is Brady James, he gets in the lane, fake. Gives it up, gives it back to Brady. Now to Colby James, his shot blocked at the free throw line. And the rebound taken by Riley White. Here come the Bobcats to Trinkler for the lay-in. What a pass by Belcher. Folks, Trinkler, freshman, Belcher, sophomore. That duo is going to be fun to watch for the next couple of years. There's a long shot for Willow Springs. No good. Belcher had the rebound. And that's taken by Trinkler. Trinkler outlet to Carter Nicholson to Horton in the corner for a three. Bingo! Kipton Horton with a three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Willow Springs Bears want a timeout. 29-21, Bear with the lead. A minute 40 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
So, Bear Bobcats have outscored the Willow Springs Bears 19-9 in this second quarter. And with a minute 40 to go in the first half, they lead it 29-21. Bobcats trailed by two at the end of the first. And the Bobcats have started to heat up offensively. It was a nice shot by Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, into the three out of the corner. By the way, that three-pointer, every three-pointer the Bobcats make is brought to you by Community First Banking Company. All right, we've got just a second here to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Active Chiropractic and Active Muncher, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Here come the Willow Bears with the basketball, down now by eight. They got it to Brady James, off to Caden Lee, back to Brady James. James wings it on the post to Frigga. Kick it back outside to Lee, three-point try, no good. Belcher rebounds for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with an eight-point lead and the ball. Got to Trinkler. Now to Nicholson. Back to Trinkler out on top. Trinkler hands to Belcher. Belcher now to Horton. Horton swinging it right side. Ball deflected and goes out of bounds. Horton says, "That's on me." It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll inbound on the near sideline. That's a good defensive play there by Caden Lee for Willow Springs. Thayer will inbound the ball to Trinkler. Bobcats with Horton and Trinkler, the two freshmen, the junior Carter Nicholson, sophomore Jaden Belcher, and senior Riley White on the floor right now. Under a minute to go in this first half, Thayer leads it by eight with the ball. Being very patient here. Riley White with it, swings over to Belcher. Belcher moves off the screen to the top of the key. Couldn't get a shot, swings around and goes to Trinkler, bounces it down low to Riley White, goes up with a shot. That's no good, and the rebound taken by the Willow Springs Bears. And the Bears will bring it the other way. Down by eight. They need a bucket. The Bears haven't scored in a while. And Colby James is going to hold it in midcourt and dribble. They're going to go for the final shot of the half. Colby James holding it in midcourt. They'll probably start the offense here with about 13 seconds to go. Got seven more before they'll get started. Taking a little bit of time to rest here before they get back into the offensive set. And you got to bet Colby James, maybe Brady James, the guys they want shooting the basketball here in the final second. 7 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Colby James. Got it to Lee. Lee up with a shot. No good. Rebound by Willow Springs. No. And that's the end of our first half of play. Thayer Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Bears 29-21 at the half in the Class 3 District 9 semifinals at Kabul. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report. Halftime report, of course, always brought to you by 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, welcome back to the 5D Screen Printing Halftime Report. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Willow Springs Bears at the half, 29-21. Thayer actually trailed at the end of one quarter, 12-10, but they outscored Willow Springs 19-9 in the second quarter, and it was Jaden Belcher and Hunter Trinkler who really got hot. And then the Bobcats got a three from Kipton Horton toward the end of the first half that really kind of separated and gave the Bobcats the eight-point advantage that they own here at the intermission. Thayer Bobcats have hit 4 3-pointers in the first half. Willow Springs Bears have only hit 3. And if you remember in that game over at Mumford Gym, Willow Springs hit 17 threes in that game. Thayer Bobcats did not do a good job of guarding on the perimeter. And we've talked about that through the first half. Thayer doing a really good job of expanding that zone defense out further and making Willow Springs play 24 feet away from the basket instead of 19. And it makes a difference. And they're there to try and cover up those three-point shots, and that's kind of where Willow Springs lives and dies, is with the three-point shot. And again, they've only hit 3 in the first half, 2 by Brady James and 1 by Colby. But it's a whole other half of basketball to go. Anything can happen, as we saw in the first game tonight. If you weren't with us early, it was the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles surviving in the semifinal tonight. The number 1 seed and the number 6 state-ranked Liberty Eagles beat Licking tonight, 67-64. Liberty had a 17-point lead midway through the third quarter, and Licking came all the way back and at one time got within 1 point in the final couple of minutes of that game. But Liberty hit a couple of free throws and got a bucket or two and hang on for the victory in that one. And Willow Springs will advance to the district championship game Liberty will advance to the district championship game on Saturday. Who will they play? Well, we're about 16 minutes away, game time, away from knowing that. And if you could end it right now, it'd be the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer leads at 29-21 at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Show, powered by our friends over at 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. We'll take another timeout. Back to look at your individual scoring in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Now back on your 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Thayer leads it at the half, 29-21 over the Willow Springs Bears. Take a look at our individual scoring. First up for the Willow Bears, they're led by Colby James. Colby has 9 points in the first half. Little brother Brady James, who's a junior, has 8 points in the first half and 4 for Grady Friga. Only 3 Willow Springs Bears have scored in the first half of this game. For the Thayer Bobcats, 5 different players have scored, led by Jaden Belcher. The big sophomore has got 11 tonight. The freshman, Hunter Trinkler, with 8 in the first half. 4 for Riley White, the big senior. A 3 for Hollis Deckard, and a 3 for Kipton Horton. Again, Thayer scored 10 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second. Willow Springs scoring 12 in the first quarter, 9 in the second. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 8 here at the intermission. Well, say thanks to some more of those Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, the losses of Fred O'Neill and Thayer, along with Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Seed Trucking in Thayer, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying our broadcast tonight here on the Ecom Sports Network. Remember, we're back on the air again tomorrow night. We'll be at the Houston High School gym for the Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to win a district championship. They will play the Willow Springs Lady Bears, oddly enough, in the Class 3 District 9 championship. That'll be 6:30 tomorrow night right here on the Ecom Sports Network, anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Well, we got business to finish up here. Thayer Bobcats with an 8-point lead at the half, 29-21 over the Willow Springs Bears. And a win by the Bobcats tonight would be a mild upset because Willow Springs came into the district as the number 2 seed. Thayer is the number 3, and the winner is going to play the 1 seed, Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty, on Saturday night. Who will it be? We've got 16 minutes of game time to make that determination. By the way, as you're thinking about, well, what's the foul count? Well, each team was called for 5 fouls in the first half. Only one player in the entire game has got more than one. That is Brady James for Willow Springs. He's got 2. Caden Lee with 1. Holt McGinnis got 1 while he was in there. And Brody Thompson with 1 for the Willow Bears. They are Bobcats with 5 different players with 1 each. Deckard, Trinkler, White, Nicholson, and Boyce. They are Bobcats. Open up the game with the second half with the basketball. They swing it over to Riley White. They'll give it to Heath Combs. Combs trying to bounce it inside. Got to Belcher. Belcher up with a shot. He scores. Belcher picks up right where he left off in the first half, getting the ball down low and scoring. And it's a 10-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 31-21, just underway in the second half. Willow Springs with it. They swing it down to Frigga. Frigga on the baseline. Kick it back outside the lead. Now to Brady James. Now to Colby James. Colby at the top of the key. Hands off to Lee. They're playing a little weave out there. Now Lee going in lane, shoots a floater. It's up and no good. Rebound up and around and taken by the Willow Springs Bears. Thompson got it. Gives off to Colby James. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. And a foul on the rebound to be called on Jaden Belcher for Thayer. He got outworked that time by Grady Frigga. Frigga got the inside position, and Willow Springs does a great job on offensive rebound. Foul on Belcher will be his first of the game. First on the Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. Willow Springs trying to inbound. Got a hurry. Just barely got it in before the 5-second count. They bounce it down in the left corner. Now out to Colby James. 3-point ball is good. Colby James with his second 3-pointer of the night. He's now got 11 points in the game. The Thayer lead is down to 7th, 31-24. Stay with the ball. Belcher on top, fakes the three. Goes down left side of the lane, kicks it back outside to Hollis. Deckard. Hollis will swing over to Trinkler, and now to Combs. Combs gives it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler pulls up his dribble, got to get rid of it now. Might have traveled. Nobody didn't see it. Trinkler gives it up, gets it right back. Farrell restarts the offense with 6:33 to go in the third. Got to Heath Combs out on top. Heath looking to go to the right side of the floor, gets it over there to Hollis Deckard. Hollis now to Riley White. Top of the key, turns, faces the bucket. Nobody open on the cut. And we'll give it back out to Combs. Combs on the right side wing. Gives up to Deckard again. Deckard working away from the defense on the dribble drive. And goes down the middle of the lane, gets to the hole, puts up a shot. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line, and we'll shoot two. I believe they're going to call that one on Caden Lee. Yeah, they do. Number two for the Willow Spring Bears. That'll be number two on Caden Lee. And Hollis Deckard going to the line for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to add to the Bobcats' seven-point lead. 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Each team has bucket, and the first free throw is up and good for Hollis Deckard. Hollis now with 4 points in the game. Boy, if Hollis can pick up this score here in the second half, a huge advantage for the Thayer Bobcats. Second one for the Bobcats. Senior is up and no good. Riley White with the offensive rebound for Thayer. Got it back to Deckard, top of Heath. Now over to Heath Combs on the left side. Heath, dribble drives into the free throw circle, looking to get rid of it, and does to Riley White, way out on the floor. Bobcat Senior handles it on the floor one time, now gives to Deckard. Works it to the right side to Belcher. Belcher and the Bobcats running this weave around the perimeter. Got it inside to Belcher. Belcher, oh, and an offensive foul on Belcher. Yep, he did. Number 15, Brody Thompson, had inside position, stood his ground, and Belcher looked to make the turn and lowered his shoulder right into it. Fouls on Belcher will be his second, and the second team foul on Thayer here in the third period. Belcher, he has a habit sometimes of lowering that shoulder, making that contact, trying to clear some space. That time it cost it. Willow Spring Bears with a basketball down by 8. They swing it over to Lee. Lee now to Colby James. Hollis Deckard on him. James elevates for the jumper. It's no good. Rebound volleyed around and goes out. No save from out of bounds by Deckard. Got it to Riley White. Nice play by the Bobcats senior, Hollis Deckard. And Bobcats get back into that weave out top. They got over to Belcher now on the right side wing. Got a Trinkler. Trinkler going to the hole. Spins in the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it out to Deckard. Deckard thought about the three. Doesn't take it from the left side. Now moves to the free throw line. Bounces it inside to Riley White. He couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Deckard made a nice pass. Riley, I don't think he expected it to come that way. He goes down and says, my bad, brother. Thayer Bobcats with under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter lead. Willow Springs by 8. Bears with the basketball. Colby James takes his time bringing it up the floor. Bears being very deliberate. Don't want to get into a running match tonight with these Thayer Bobcats. James with it out top. Leaned it right side to Thompson. Ooh, almost missed it. Almost went out of bounds, but Thompson saved it. Back to Colby James. Now to Brady James from the left corner. It's good for three. Oh, was that Caden? No, that was Caden Lee. Caden Lee with his first bucket of the game with the three-pointer pulls Willow Springs back within 5. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Heath Combs working away from the defense of Thompson. On the dribble drive. Ball goes in the backcourt, and that's a backcourt violation. Heath Combs turns it over. Good defensive play out there by Thompson. He forces Heath to get too close to the half-court line. And the Thayer Bobcats won a timeout. 4:15 to go in the third. Thayer leads Willow Springs by 5. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Well, after putting 19 points on the board in the second quarter, Thayer Bobcats, midway through the third quarter, have only scored 3. Willow Springs has scored 6. And the Bobcat lead is down to 5. It'll be Willow Springs Bear Ball coming out of the timeout. By the way, thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the good folks over at Partners in Shine in West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. Little Springs with the ball down five. Got it in the right corner. Now back out to Colby James. James doesn't take the three-point shot. Puts it on the floor one time. Gives to Lee. And now over to Brady James. Brady wings it right side to Colby. Ayers being very deliberate here. Now Colby going in the lane. Keeps it back out. And around the horn to Brady James. He's got it top of the key. Defended by Trinkler. Trinkler knocked the ball away from him. Trinkler's going to get called for a foul. Yep, it was. Trinkler trying to poke it away from him. Got him on the arm. And that'll be team foul number three on the Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. We've still got 3:52 to play in the period. Little Springs has yet to commit a foul in this quarter. Bears inbound the ball way out front to Brady James. Gives it to Colby. Colby will take it out between the circles. Trinkler working on him. James elevates from the free throw line with a jumper. Oh, and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be on Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler picks up his third as he tried to go up and block the shot of Colby James. He called for the push, and James will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Colby James to shoot two free throws here. And now we're going to get a towel out and wipe up a little perspiration, gives us time to say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forstler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Colby James at the line shooting two for Willow Springs, trying to cut into this Thayer Bobcat five-point lead. First one is up, and no good. Colby James, normally a very good free throw shooter. His first attempt of the night, and that one looked like it was going in, hit the back of the rim and bounced out. Colby to shoot another. It's up, and that one's good. Colby James cuts the Bobcat lead to four, and Bobcats making their first substitution of the second half. Carter Nicholson checks in, and Heath Combs will come to the Bobcat bench. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Remember, Thayer's only scored 3 points. We're over the halfway point here in the third quarter. Only three in this third period after 19 in the second. Thayer working it offensively. Got to Carter Nicholson. Out to Hollis Eckert. Open for a long three. That one's off the front rim. No. Rebound to Belcher goes back up. Shot partially blocked. And now it's going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Ball got on the floor. Was going out of bounds off Willow Springs. And Colby James jumped out of bounds and bounced it off a Thayer Bobcat player. And it'll be Willow Springs Bear ball down by four now. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Bobcat crowd getting a little nervous about this one as we head toward the end of the third period. Colby James with it out front for the Bears. Bounces it to the high post to Frigga. Frigga going back door to Caden Lee. Got it down low. Shot blocked by Belcher. And the Thayer Bobcats come out with a basketball. There they come. It'll be Hollis Deckard up the floor. Takes it to the left side. Hands to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson going in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Deckard. Deckard now to Riley White at the high post. Back to Nicholson. Open for a three. Pumps it up. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound to the Willow Springs Bears. Here they come with it again. Down by four. Colby James, little hesitation move, pulls up, shoots from the free throw line and scores. Colby James now, the game high with 14. Thayer coming the other way and they throw it away. Bobcat tried to get up the floor to Belcher. Belcher wasn't paying attention. It bounces off of him and goes out of bounds. And the Thayer lead is down to two. Hollis Deckard checks out of the game. Kipton Horton will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Trinkler, Horton, Riley White, Carter Nicholson, and Jaden Belcher on the floor here for the Thayer Bobcats. 2:29 to go in the third. Willow Springs with a chance to tie or take the lead. Remember, they led most of the first quarter of this game. It's been a seesaw back-and-forth battle. Here's Willow Springs with the ball. They go down left side. Got outside to Caden Lee. Back out to Thompson. Thompson drives the baseline. No. Gives it up in the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good for James. And the ball controlled by Thayer. Here's Trinkler. Kicks it out to Horton in the corner. Sidesteps the defense. Fires a three. Bingo! Kipton Horton from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer back up by five again. Willow with the ball. They got it to Lee. Over to Colby James. He fires one from way outside. It's no good. Belcher with a rebound to Trinkler. Trinkler running the floor up the middle. Leans it down to Horton in the corner. Back out to Nicholson. Nicholson on top to Trinkler. Moves in the lane. Out to Belcher. Three out of the right corner. No good. Belcher got knocked to the ground. No foul call. And the rebound's going to be out of bounds. Up the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. I think Bobcats wanted a foul there as Nicholson was going for the ball and got pushed out of bounds. Minute 32 to go in the third. Thayer leads it by 5, 35-30. Scoring is at a premium here in this one so far in this third period. Minute 26 to go. Little Springs with it on the right side, now up top and back around to the left side to Thompson. Thompson holds it one time, bounces down low. Lee with a shot, that's no good. Rebound comes out long, and a foul going to be called on the Willows. No, it's going to be called on Thayer. A rebound on the Bobcats on Kipton Horton on the rebound. Horton picks up his first, team foul number 5, and the Willow Springs Bears going to the free throw line to shoot here. That was team foul number 5 on the Bobcats, and going to the free throw line will be number 5, Holt McGinnis, who checked in just a few moments ago. McGinnis has not scored in the game. Played some in the third quarter when Brady James got in foul trouble. First free throw is up good. Hits the front of the rim and bounces over for him. Willow Spring Bears senior Holt McGinnis pulls his team back to within 4 to make it a three-point game with another free throw. Number 5 dribbles it 3 times, sets it on the right hand, pushes it up. No good. Rebound controlled by Caden Lee for Willow. Out to Colby James for 3. It's off the rim. No. Riley White rebounds it for Thayer. Come to Bobcats, a 3-on-3. Got to Nicholson, pumps up a 3 off the rim. No. Rebound, Colby James for Willow Springs, and here come the Bears. Up to Brady James. A little hesitation move, tried to get to the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it back to Colby. Under a minute to go. 4-point game, Thayer with the lead. Remember, Thayer led by 8 at the half. Paired with it in the offensive end to Colby James for a 3. It's in and out, no good. Riley White with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats, and will Coach Pitts hold? I don't know. They got to Nicholson down the floor to the bucket. Shot no good. Nicholson gets his own rebound to Horton for a 3. Yes! Horton with his third 3-pointer of the game. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats are back up by 7. 24 seconds to play in the third period. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere. This one got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Cabool High School. Willow Springs with it down to 13 seconds. Got off to Thompson, pulls up, shoots and scores. Brody Thompson, his first 2. Thayer with the ball. Quick the other way. Trinkler into the lane and is going to get fouled as he goes down the left side of the lane. Foul's going to be on number 5. That is Holt McGinnis. That'll be his second of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound with 5.3 seconds to go. Willow Springs Bears say, somebody get on that number 1, that Horton kid. He's killing us out here. Horton off the inbound. We'll take it out to the wing. Feed it on top of Trinkler. 2 seconds. Trinkler for a 3. It's off the rim. No good. That's the end of three-quarters of the play. Thayer Bobcats with the lead by 5. 38-33 headed to the fourth quarter in the district semifinals at Cabool. We'll be back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
A big crowd has enjoyed three quarters of high school basketball. Good, high-quality high school basketball here at the Cabool High School gym here tonight. We got 1 quarter to play. Thayer Bobcats open the quarter with a 5-point lead, 38-33. Little Springs actually outscored Thayer 12-9 in that third period. But what about the freshman, Kipton Horton, with a couple of threes to help the Thayer Bobcats maintain the lead. Willow Springs Bears open the quarter with the basketball. They get to Colby James, elevate for a 17-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound to Trinkler. Bobcats wanting to run a little bit. Taking up the floor. Trinkler going all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in off the window. Trinkler now in double figures with 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Thayer lead is back to 7. Colby James with it for Willow Springs. Gives to Caden Lee. Gives to Brady James, going down the right side lane, all the way to the bucket. Shot is blocked by Riley White, but he's going to be called for a foul. Riley got a piece of it. It was no good, but it'll force Brady James to go to the free throw line and shoot free throw. Foul on Riley will be his second of the game. Bear opens the fourth quarter with a lineup of Hunter Trinkler, Kipton Horton, Riley White, Jaden Belcher, and Carter Nicholson. First free throw is up and good for Brady James. Brady James, first point of the second half. He's got 9 for the game. And now the Thayer Bobcat senior, Hollis Deckard, will check back in the game. Carter Nicholson goes to the Bobcat bench. Buck Fitz has used 8 different players in this game tonight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Jaden Belcher for Thayer and the Bobcats with a 7-point lead, or a 6-point lead, and the ball, 7:18 to go in the game. They swing it to Riley White at the left side post. Gives it to Trinkler. Back to White, cutting to the bucket for the lay-in. Beautiful play by Trinkler to White on the give and go. And Thayer back up by 8, 42-34. Colby James with it. Winged it right side to Thompson for the Bears. Little spring. We'll get it to Brady James. Free throw line. Pumps up a jumper. That's off the back iron. No good. Colby James goes and gets the rebound. Pulls up with a shot. That's no good. The rebound. Kipton Horton for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to go up by 10 here with a bucket. Kipton Horton's got it. Freshman brings up to Belcher. Belcher swings to Hollis Deckard. Deckard now to Riley White at the high post. Gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler moves off the screen. Gives it over to Belcher. Belcher got a lane to the bucket. Goes to the baseline. They'll step back. Jumper is up and no good from 12 feet away. And Willow Springs with the ball. They get it up to Lee. Lee. Oh, and a long three-point shot is good for Colby James. 17 now for Colby James in the game. That's back to a 5-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Bobcats with it outside. Got to Horton. After almost turning it over, Bobcats regain control. Run the offense down to 6 minutes to play in the game. Belcher swings it over to Horton. Horton working against Thompson. Takes it out between the circle. Gives it left side to Trinkler. Trinkler moves off the screen to the elbow. Fires the jumper up. No good. Riley White with the offensive rebound to Horton for 3 more. Yes, no, that one's off the rim. No good. And Trinkler gets the rebound. And a foul going to be called. They call it on Trinkler. And now the officials getting together. I don't know whether the Bobcat fans are upset about that call. Yeah, they're going to call it on. They called it on whom? They called it on. Yeah, they called it on Trinkler. That's going to be number 4 on the Bobcat freshman, Hunter Trinkler. Willow Springs with a substitution now. James Dean checks into the ballgame to play in the middle. Wow. Tough call there on Trinkler. I thought both players just going up for the ball. 5:41 to go in the game. 42-37, Thayer up by 5. Willow Springs with it out top to Caden Lee. Lee, one dribble, now gives it up to Thompson. Thompson to Colby James to the elbow, pulls up with a jumper. That's no good. James Dean with a rebound, count it, and a foul. The big senior, James Dean, just checks in, gets the offensive rebound in the bucket, and he's fouled by Jaden Belcher. Foul on Belcher will be his third of the game, so Thayer's got to be careful here. They're leading scorers, Belcher and Trinkler, both in serious foul trouble. James Dean will shoot the free throw, looking for his third point of the game. It's good. And all of a sudden, we got a 2-point game again, 42-40. Stay about to get through the lead. Willow Springs Bears staying right where they want to be. Down to 5:16 to go in the game. Thayer, Hollis Deckard will handle the ball out on the top. Just holds it there, now puts it on the floor. Willow Springs still playing the man-to-man defense. Here's Deckard into the lane. Deckard going up with a shot. Puts it up. It's good. He powers it through the defense. Hollis Deckard with a big bucket there to get Thayer the 4-point lead. We're down under 5 minutes to go. Colby James for Willow Springs gives over to Caden Lee. Now to Brady James, wide open for 3. It's an air ball rebounded by Trinkler for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Want to run a little bit. Got it down to Horton. Thought about taking the 3. Doesn't. Gives it back out to Trinkler at the elbow. Trinkler into the lane. Got to go through a double team and gets the ball over. And we get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. Nice job, Coach Matt Pitt, to get that timeout. Trinkler was in trouble down there. 4:35 to play in the game. Thayer leads Willow Springs by 4 in the district semifinal. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Etom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
As you can tell by the crowd, it's a big crowd here tonight. They're excited by what's going on here on the court. 4:35 to go in the game. Fayard Bobcats lead the Willow Spring Bears 44-40. Fayard inbound the ball down under the bucket on the offensive end after the timeout. Belcher will be the trigger man. Fayard going with three on the corners and Deckard way out top. They'll look to power it in. They got it into Riley White. Now to Belcher. Belcher back to White. Wide open under the bucket for the lay-in. What a great play design, and the Bobcats will deliver with the bucket and go back up by six. That's a huge bucket by the senior, Riley White. He's got 8 points now in the game. Little Spring with it. Got to Colby James. Stubbed up to three. Now moves in the lane. Little scoop shot. No good. And Trinkler with another rebound for Sayer. Here come the Bobcats. Trinkler runs the floor. Gives to Hollis Deckard. Back to Trinkler. Right side to Belcher. Flips in the corner. Belcher to the free throw line. Got to Riley White in the lane. Kick it back out to Hollis Deckard. And Coach Pitt says, turn it over. Run it to the other side. Belcher with it out top. Almost had it taken away. Gets it back and gives to Riley White. We're down to under 4 minutes to play in the game. Fayard working a little clock here with a six-point lead in the ball. Got it out to Horton. Horton back to Trinkler on the right side of the floor. Now to Belcher. Now to Hollis Deckard. Deckard looks inside. Nobody open. Brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Leads to Trinkler down on the corner. Colby James jumps out on the freshman. Trinkler will bring it back out top. Looking for a screen. Dribbles away from the defense. Now open as he goes into the lane. Kicks it out to Hollis Deckard. Deckard going to the bucket. Lays it up. It's good. Hollis Deckard hit two in a row. And the Fayard Bobcats are up now by 8. 3 minutes to play in the game. The winner moves to the district championship on Saturday night. Here comes James for Willow Springs. His pass, ooh, deflected. Almost stolen by Trinkler. He gets it to Brady James. He goes down the right side of the lane and scores. Brady James with the bucket. He's now got 11. That makes it a 6 point Fayard Bobcat lead. And Coach Forrest for Willow Springs calls the timeout. 48-42. Fayard leads it by 6 with 3 minutes to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And we're back here at the Kabul High School Gym, the Class 3 District 9 semifinals. The winner of this game tonight will play the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles in the district championship on Saturday. The Fayard Bobcats, the number 3 seed, have a 6-point lead, 48-42, over the Willow Springs Bears, the number 2 seed. Of course, the Liberty Eagles, the number 1 seed, they took care of the number 4 Licking earlier tonight. And here come the Fayard Bobcats with the ball. Will they work a little clock? Hollis Deckard crosses the timeline, looking to get rid of it now, and does to Riley White. White handles the ball out near midcourt, gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler. And again, Fayard with, oh, and Trinkler almost lost it. Loose ball picked up by Horton. Horton back to Trinkler. Trinkler to Horton on the left side, down to Riley White. Riley backing down the defender, kicked out to Horton. Now Trinkler, three ball from the top is good. Jaden Belcher with a huge three. That was Trinkler. Trinkler with the three. Give it 13 in the game. Here's Colby James on the other end for Willow with a shot. No good. Rebound, Horton. Fayard Bobcats lead it. 51-42 with 2:18 to go in the game. Hollis Deckard with it for the Fayard Bobcats. They're going to work some clock, and here's a foul that'll be called on Caden Lee as he tried to poke the ball away from Hollis Deckard as Deckard was going to the hole. Caden Lee called for his third foul. And the Fayard Bobcats will not be a shooting foul. They call it on the floor. That is only the first team foul in the fourth quarter against Willow Springs. So if you're thinking we got to start fouling to get the ball, well, they can't do that yet because they've only got one. And Bobcats inbound the ball, got to Belcher. Probably it was Trinklin hit that three a moment ago. Not Belcher. Belcher's got it now on the baseline, goes around the defense, lays it up the window. No good. Riley White with a rebound to Trinkler. Trinkler going toward the bucket, kicks it outside. The Bobcats get back in the half-court set with a minute 56 to go. Fair Bobcats up by nine with the ball. Horton's got it in the corner. Didn't take the three. Gives it out to Trinkler, and Trinkler's going to be fouled by Colby James with a minute 48. Foul on Colby will be his first of the game. And only team foul number two against the Willow Springs Bears. And they make a substitution here. Number five will check into the game. That is Holt McGinnis, the senior. Bear inbound the ball. We'll have to hurry now. Somebody's got to get open and get into Trinkler in the backcourt. Now Trinkler's going to be fouled by Colby Kane. Only 1 second running off the clock there. So the Bears trying to get to the bonus situation. Put Thayer at the free throw line. Try and get possession of the ball. Thayer will inbound it. That is team foul number three. So they got to commit two more before Thayer starts shooting free throws. Bobcats inbound the ball to Belcher. Belcher taking it up the floor, into the lane, pulls up with a shot. No, he traveled. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Willow Springs on the floor. So no bucket for Belcher. And the foul's on number five. That is McGinnis, will be his third. Team foul number four. Thayer will inbound it again with a minute 44 to play in the game. Thayer up by nine with the ball. Hollis Deckard inbounds in the corner to Trinkler. Got out to Belcher. Belcher making a move to the bucket. Now keeps it back outside and around to Hollis Deckard in the corner. Deckard back out to Horton. Bobcats running some clock here. Horton spins away from the defense. Gets the ball up to Trinkler, and Trinkler is going to get fouled immediately. Down to a minute 31 to play in the game. And that foul will send Hunter Trinkler to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul was against number three, Brady James. Anyway, Hunter Trinkler going to the free throw line. First one is up for the freshman. It's good. Trinkler now with 14 in the game to lead the Thayer Bobcats. Jaden Belcher with 13 for Thayer. They've got two players in double figures. Another free throw, trying to make it a 11-point lead. It's good for Trinkler. Trinkler's got 15 on the line. Here comes Willow Springs. Colby James pulls up with a 17-footer. It's up, no good. Rebound tipped up and now out of bounds. Oh, off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White and Hunter Trinkler were going after the same ball, and neither one can get control. So Willow Springs will inbound it with a minute 22 to go. Needing a quick bucket here. They're down by 11. They inbound way out front to Caden Lee. Bobcats jump on him defensively. Goes into the lane, now back outside, and back to Lee. Lee looking for the shot, gives it to Colby James. He'll fire a long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound tipped in Horton for Thayer, and Horton is going to be fouled immediately. That'll be a foul on Brady James, number three. For the Willow Springs Bears, and they say third foul of the night on Brady James. And we'll walk the other end, and Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, will check the line and shoot. If he makes one of the two, he'll be in double figures with 10 in the game. First free throw is up and good. You would expect Horton to be a great free throw shooter, a great shooter all around. Thayer Bobcats now lead it by 12 with a minute 11 to play in the game. Second one is up, and it's good as well. Horton gives the Thayer Bobcats a 13-point lead with a minute 11 to go. Here comes Colby James, swings it over to Brady James. Long three-point shot is up off the rim, no good. Rebound by Horton for Thayer. He spins away from the defense, and a hell ball is going to be called. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a minute 2 to go in the game. Up by 13 points. Horton will trigger it in on the baseline for Thayer on the defensive end. Got to find somebody open here. Now hands it in to Hollis Deckard. Deckard lost it. James Dean's got it for Willow Springs. Going to the bucket, and that should be an offensive. They give him the basket. He pulled down the rim, and then the ball went through. Not going to argue with it much, but that should have been offensive pass or offensive basket interference. He went up to shoot it. Ball slipped out of his hand. He pulled down the rim, and then the ball went through. That should be offensive goaltender. Anyway, foul's going to be called on Willow Springs off the inbound. It goes on James Dean. Will be a second. And going to the line will be Riley White, the Thayer Bobcats senior. Has Riley had a night tonight or what? First free throw is no good. But Riley's got 8 points in the game, and he has been a workhorse down inside and defensively for these Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw for the senior is up. That's no good. Rebound to Willow Springs. 45 seconds to play in the game. Kobe James, good to the elbows. Unback to the right. Steps through a double team. Pulls up with a shot. They're going to count it. And a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul going to be called on Riley White, number 10 for Thayer. They'll be number 3 on Riley. That doesn't matter. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Kobe James will get credit for the basket to give him 19 for the ball game, and he will shoot the free throw, trying to complete the three-point play. I got a lot of perspiration on the floor. Get a towel. They're wiping that up. Hollis Decker doing the janitorial duties out there. Gives us time to say thanks to some more Bobcat boosters, including Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the Allston Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, and West Plains. Free throw for Cody James is no good. Kobe missed it. Belcher rebounds and gets fouled. And Jaden Belcher is going to go to the other end and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll walk the other end. Foul's going to be on number 3. That is Brady James. That'll be his 4th of the game. And Jaden Belcher going back to the line for the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher has scored 13 tonight. He had 11 in the first half. And now Willow Springs wants to call a timeout. And Coach Matt Pitt says, what are you doing? Our guy had the ball shooting the free throw, and you call time. You can't do that. Coach Pitt argues his case, and the officials blew that one. They'd already given the shooter the ball. The other team can't call timeout in that situation. Anyway, timeout on the floor, 38 seconds to play. Thayer leads it by 9, 55-46. Again, the winner of this one moves into the championship on Saturday night right here at the Cabool High School Gym. And I would expect it's going to be a huge crowd here on Saturday night. Been a huge crowd here for the semifinal round of the tournament. By the way, if you've joined us late, the Liberty Eagles have qualified for the championship in the district tournament. They beat Licking 67-64. Coach Pitt still barking at the official a little bit about, you can't call timeout once my guy's got the ball shooting the free throw. Well, the officials kind of blew that one. But anyway, not going to make any difference in the ball game. Doesn't look like Belcher hits the free throw. Belcher now with 14, looking to make it 15 and put his team up by 11 with 38 seconds remaining. That one's good. 15 on the night for Belcher. He and Trinkler each with 15 to lead the way. Here comes Willow Springs. Kobe James with it. Gives out to Caden Lee to the free throw line. Now to James Dean. 3-point shot is up. He banks it in off the window. James Dean banks it in, and Willow Springs gets a quick timeout. Makes the score 57-49. Thayer leads it by 8. Let's step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Well, Thayer Bobcats will be inbounding the ball here with 27 seconds remaining, leading by a score of 57-49. 8-point Bobcat lead. You can bet Willow's going to foul whoever gets the ball on the inbound play. Riley White to trigger it in. Bobcat senior. Bobcats run the inbound play. Right. Going to have to hurry. Finally got into Trinkler. Trinkler's going to be fouled by Colby James. That'll just be foul number 2 or 3. Really kind of elementary at this point. Down to 26 seconds to go. And that'll be number 4 on Colby James. And the Thayer Bobcats will send Hunter Trinkler to the free throw line. The freshman's been good tonight. He's got 15 points on the night. First free throw is good. That's 16. That's the game high for Thayer. And the Thayer Bobcats are back up by 9, trying to make it a 10-point lead here. Free throw is good. Trinkler with 17 on the night. Here comes Colby James for Willow Springs off the screen. Trying to get open for a shot. Can't get one. Gives to Caden Lee. Fires up a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound Trinkler for Thayer, and the Bobcats are going to win this game. 13 seconds to play, and the coach says don't foul him. Bobcats with the ball, running into front court. Trinkler down to 5 seconds. We'll just dribble out the clock, and the Thayer Bobcats, the number 3 seed, are headed to the district championship against the Liberty Eagles on Saturday night. Thayer wins it with a final score 59-49 over the Willow Springs Bears. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report, powered by Thayer Decorating Downtown. I did talk to Coach Matt Pitts, and he is going to come up and talk to us here in just a minute after the ballgame. So we'll have Coach Pitts on the post-game report again, brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll take a break, back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back at the Cabool High School Gym, and the Willow Springs crowd, of course, they're, you know, feeling the loss. And, you know, and these games, man, when you get this time of the year and you're playing in the district, it's win or go home. And you got a team that, you know, got some seniors, especially a great senior like Kobe James. You just feel bad for them when they finally realize they have played their last game of high school basketball for the Willow Springs Bears, the Maroon and White, one of the legendary programs in the state. But the Thayer Bobcat seniors, they came up big tonight, and the whole Bobcat basketball team came up big tonight, and Coach Matt Pitts is making his way over here. But good win for Thayer. Bobcats got down early. They kept fighting, and finally, you know, put together a run there, got a couple of big threes by the freshman, Gibson Horton, got good play all night long from Belcher and Trinkler, got some offense tonight from Hollis Deckard. Just everybody contributed in this one, and here's Coach Matt Pitts, and we'll get him the headset on here and get his thoughts on this game tonight, Coach. I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to process this, but what is your initial thought on this big win here tonight?
It's a great team win. I mean, it took all of us, but all of us did what we needed to do. And, you know, we didn't rebound it great, but we did when we had to. And, you know, just like you said, multiple numbers of guys did things. And
everybody contributed, but I want to single one guy out here as we go on. I thought Riley White maybe played the best basketball game we've seen him play in his high school career.
I think so, and I think the urgency of the moment, he's a great athlete, and Riley's a great rebounder and defender, and he was big today, especially down the stretch. You kind of saw it. When the ball come off the rim, he was going to get it, and we got to have that.
Well, and the execution on the give and go. I mean,
yeah.
He got him some wide-open layups. I mean,
yeah. You
know, he scores 8 points in the ball game, which doesn't seem like a lot, but they were a big 8 points.
No, that's a huge 8 points. I mean, if Riley gets 8 and 10 every night, we're pretty good.
I would think so. And your freshman, Kipton Horton, come in and just knocking down the threes, hit three of them. And then free throws down the stretch, he nails two. Those young kids, and of course, Trinkler leads you in scoring tonight with 17, but those young kids are really starting to mature and catch up to the varsity level.
You know, when you're young like that, it is, I guess, the word, but I think sometimes it gets overstated in the fact that they are inexperienced, but when you play as much as those guys have played, and you work the way they work, and in the summer they work, you know, you're confident because you put the work in. And those guys are confident in what they do because they've done that.
All right, so Liberty Eagles, who won earlier today in a great game against the Olicky Wildcats, be round number 2 against the Eagles. They beat you on a buzzer beater just a couple of weeks ago, actually just a week ago. And so what are you thinking headed to Saturday?
It'll be really hard. But when you get this far, it's always really hard. People, you know, you can't discount a district championship ever, because this is one of the hardest things to do, because you got to put a lot of times 3 good games together, or for sure 2.
our guys will get recouped and get ready to go, and we'll be ready to go Saturday. All right, Thayer Bobcats. Now 14-12. That's even better. Now you're guaranteed to at least finish above 500.
That sounds almost like a miracle.
Thanks, Mike. Coach, appreciate it very much. Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats, winners tonight over the Willow Spring Bears, 59 to 49, the 10-point victory. And, wow, what a win for